Hello, this is Rich Wilson of Word Great American 3. It's Wednesday, the 26th of November, day before Thanksgiving, and we are at 6 degrees 8 minutes south and 26 degrees 45 minutes west, several hundred miles west off the coast of the northeast corner of Brazil, heading south. Oh, that was a big crash. crashing along as everyone is reporting in the fleet, and we're getting our share of it too. The boat leaps off a wave and just thunders when it hits, and you just hope that nothing breaks. That happens quite a lot. And in fact, last night we fell off several waves like that, and despite the cushioning of the chart table bench here, it seems as though I have re-damaged my back, which had been healing after the crash on the second day of the race, where it's thought that the rib has been fractured. And so the last couple of days, it actually was starting to feel better. I put in 13 sail changes, I think it was 2 days ago, and got through that without the excruciating agony that it had before. As I was thinking, perhaps a good description would be, it seemed like there was a butcher knife in there in the early going, and it was still stuck in there when you're grinding the pedestal winch and the other winches, but now it was down to maybe a butter knife, so things were on the mend. But then just fell off these couple of waves yesterday, and it seemed like even though I was cushioned, didn't take any fall, it hit directly on that spot that had been reopened. Had a conversation with Dr. Barney Walt back in Boston, and he's actually sent a further analysis email that we're going to post on the website, describing what he thinks is going on in there, and that it's probably regressed, but not all the way back to where it was in the beginning. So although we will have lost some time of the heel, perhaps we'll get back to where we were yesterday in 5 or 6 days, something like that. So that's good news, and I guess good news as well that we've been, although we've been thundering along today, it's staysail on two reefs in the main, and it's been steady like that. So I haven't been tempted to roll out to go to the Solent a couple of times when the wind diminished a little bit, but hung on a little, and then the wind would come back. So sort of teetering right between those two sail selections. So that's about what's going on here, just trying to get all the cushions out and protect myself as much as possible while this is going on. It certainly seems like the rest of the fleet is encountering the same kind of situation. We're a little bit further to windward of our little group, which has three or four boats in it, not very close together, but they're all scattered a little bit, and hoping that that might, if the situation, weather situation in the South Atlantic reverts a little closer to normal, moves a little bit, that maybe that'll be, give us a little bit of an advantage down the line to pick up a few miles, so we shall see. But yeah, the boat's going a little bit faster south, and we're eking out a little bit to windward. Boat's holding together. Our pilots are doing well, understanding the pilots a little bit better, and I've been playing with them some, and then as well, trying to look at the weather analysis. It looks fairly steady for the next couple of days, and we'll see what happens with the this sort of odd situation with the South Atlantic high. So anyway, that's it from Great American 3 today. Tomorrow being Thanksgiving will, of course, be a big day in the family to remember the capsize and rescue 18 years ago. I did put in a call or an email to Chief Mate Murray Lister and his family in New Zealand. Daughter getting married this weekend. And from that spectacular rescue 18 years ago, which has allowed me to go back to sea again. So did a little bit of a recording for the French, for the race website as well. Did it in somewhat halting French. Didn't have the dictionary by my side, but nonetheless, good to try to do it to show the respect for the language. So anyway, we'll check in with you again tomorrow. Thanksgiving Day, 30 American, 3 off and clear.